Now let's go to Pastor Brian as he picks up where he left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and the priority of love.
It is not love to have this, well, I have to share this with someone so we could pray about this other person and their weakness and their faults and their sins. That's not love. It's not the love the Bible describes. Love wants to say, I don't want anyone to know this about this individual because it makes them look bad. And so you want to cover that up. And I mean, I think this is so important for the role of a pastor because so many people come to me and tell me things about their own life, and I don't want anyone to know those. I don't want anyone else in the church to know those things about your life or about the things in my own life. And so I have very closed lips. When you come to me, it is done in private, it is done in confidence. I don't talk with anyone about it. I don't talk with my wife about those things. It's just me and the individual that I'm talking with. Because I don't want anyone to have those things come out, to have my wife look at you in a different way, or someone else involved in leadership look at you in a different way, because they know this about you. Love wants to cover that up and say, let's deal with it, let's move on, let's get repentance involved in that situation, and let's move on in the things of God. And you, if you truly love someone else, even if it's true, you're not going to repeat it. That's why I've had people say, well, if it's true, it's not gossip. That is a lie from the pit. Because that'd be like me saying, well, I know all these things about people, and it's true, and I'm telling people it's gossip. Love wants to cover that. Love doesn't want anyone to know those individuals' faults. And as husbands, I would just challenge you this. Don't make jokes about your wife. It's not funny around other men. I never put my wife down in the presence of anybody else. If I have something to deal with, we talk about it, but I don't make jokes about her. I don't try not to speak harshly to her, in private or when other people are around. But I surely don't criticize her in front of my friends. That is not loving. I want to build my wife up. I want people to know what a wonderful wife that I have and how great she is because I love her and I care for her. That's what love does. Love rejoices in the truth. Not in the iniquity. Yeah, there's things about me, there's things about my wife that we work on that we don't enjoy about each other, but we don't broadcast them. That's what love does. Love covers it. So I don't want anyone to know this about this individual because I care for him too much. I don't want anyone to look bad at this individual. I don't want anyone to think bad of my spouse. And so I need to build her up. And in my speech, in my conduct, in the way that we'd speak to one another. Love covers a multitude of sins. Let's look at one other one, and then we'll go into a bunch of Proverbs that I have a list of that we'll look at. And that's in Philippians. Verse 14. It says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Oh, you don't know the whole Bible? You should just know where that is. Philippians 2, verse 14. It says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. And the context is that we have to have that humble mind that Christ has and submit to others and prefer others better than ourselves. And then it says, it gets to the issue of the heart. Now do this without murmuring and grumbling, without complaining. See, there's one thing to do the outward actions, but then it needs to come from the heart as well, that spirit of humility. And can you imagine if we all lived up according to this standard here to do all things without murmuring? Isn't that what we want with our kids when we ask them to do something? We don't want them to walk like, grumbling. Now God says the same thing for us. He wants us to do without murmuring, without disputing. This word murmuring is an interesting word. It's the Greek word pronounced gagosmos, and it's a word that it tries to describe the way it sounds is the definition of it. Gagosmos, like, rah, 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 rah. That's really what it's trying to communicate. And God says, do all things without, rah, 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 That's what he's telling us. When we're asked to do something, we do it in a humble spirit and without griping, without complaining. And it says, do all things. Here's just a little challenge. I don't even want to have this challenge today, but I think it would be a good one. Now, that whoever you're with here today, and you're going to spend some time with them, every time they grumble, say, there's one. and mark it and see how much we do grumble or complain, whether it's about the traffic, whether it's about this situation, whether it's about the government, whether it's about the job, whether it's about the dog, the kids, the house, blah, 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 you know, goes on and on and on. Let's see how much we truly do grumble and murmur. And I think we'd all be surprised, because here it says do all things without murmuring and complaining. All right, let's go over to Proverbs, and we'll spend some time there. I have about 10-12 Proverbs that I want to look at. That's where we'll finish our study this morning, and just looking really at the area of gossip and what the Bible says about gossip from the book of Proverbs and our need to control that. And we'll start in chapter 10. And it's interesting that the problem I had this morning was limiting the number of Proverbs we should look at, because there's so many Proverbs on speech. And Proverbs is a book of wisdom. It's trying to pass on wisdom to us, and we'll be wise if we heed this counsel. This is like a father speaking to a son. It's like Solomon speaking to his son saying, here's how you get along in life. If you want your life to be blessed, follow these guidelines. And a lot that he has to say deals with the speech. And we will start in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. And this is where Peter quotes in 1 Peter 4 about having fervent love for one another. It says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. See, that's really what the problem is. If we're gossiping about someone, it's because we have animosity in our heart towards them. But if we really love them, we don't want to spread this thing that they did to me or to you or to this situation. We want to just silence it. Let's cover it. But it's because there's that anger that's still abiding in there. And that's what we need to deal with. Because again, remember, our words only give away what's in our hearts. So as we're passing on this and this and this, it's because there's animosity, there's unforgiveness that's there. And we want to get that out. And a lot of times we want other people to feel the same way that we do about that individual. And it's easy. You paint a bad situation about this individual that they don't know, and that person's a monster, of course. How could they ever do that? This is if you really love them. You say, I don't want people to think that way about them. So love covers that. And again, that's that type of love that we are studying about in 1 Corinthians 13 that we looked at last week, where it says it keeps no record of wrongdoings. It means you don't have a ledger of this person did this person did that. It's just a clean slate. And so if it's clean, there's nothing to pass on. But if there's that animosity there, then it easily comes out. So again, we're dealing more with the heart than we are actually with the speech. Because again, that